Those in opposition of House Bill 857 believe an increase in payday loan amounts and repayment installments wouldn't be beneficial for low-income citizens. Reverend Rachel Gunter Shepherd calls the proposal exploitation.
We cannot exploit the poor simply because they're poor. It must stop. And people do take loan after loan, as was mentioned earlier. What is happening is that because it's taken out of their bank account initially, then they immediately have to take out another loan and another loan in succession, one after another.
Or in some cases, borrowers have taken multiple loans at the same time. But sponsor representative James Grant says consumers would not be able to take out an additional loan until their repayments are completed.
In the state of Florida, we have a database. That database ensures that only one payday loan at a time can be opened, as well as numerous interest delayments, so to speak, where the interest would be stalled if somebody got to a place where they could not pay.
And payday lender Advance America's Carol Stewart argues people cannot layer their loans through these services because a database that keeps the records for existing loan payments they have not received.
The current law and this proposed legislation have three important things that other states don't offer when you hear that criticism. One is that you have an industry-wide cap of one loan at a time throughout the state and a database to back that up.
Supporters say payday loans are beneficial for their communities. Pastor Cleveland Sutton says he was initially opposed to AmScot loan provider until he realized how many of his church members use it.
My members, they use it if they come up short, might get $100, a couple hundred dollars to pay whatever bill to keep from going into default, to ruin their credit. So I've seen it work. I've read through the literature about the payday loans and whatnot, and AmScot is the model.
Numerous studies on payday loans show higher rates of default than traditional ones. The Texas Office of the Consumer Credit Commissioner in 2014 found the default rate on payday installment loans was at 53%. Another study by the Center for Responsible Lending in 2015 found the defaults of 44%. For WFSU News, I'm Devondra Alston.